They all continue across the street toward the park, where they meet Bert, the pavement artist.
Mary! Good morning, Bert. Very pleasant to see you, you see. Keeping her nanniness the whole time, you see. Bert can be a little uproarious, but she must stay inside her shape.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's a matchman, you see. He's got matchboxes and so on, as well as drawing the pictures. He jumps up from the pictures. Perhaps this is the first time they've seen the matchman making pictures. You see, something like this. Did you draw these? And Bert says, all my own work drawn from memory.
I like your pictures very much. They are really quite lifelike. The pictures react indignantly. And why shouldn't we be lifelike? Asks the field marshal. Indeed, says his lady.
Not lifelike, but truly. Bert laughs at her and he says, oh, Mary Poppins, something always happens with you. I see you've got Bert suggests that they spend the afternoon in his park. He can look at the picture of the countryside, all trees and grass and so on, and after he said, Mary, you always do something wonderful, he looks at the kids with a sort of, well, a quizzical look. How'd you like to go in there, eh? Jane, in there, into a picture. Mary Poppins says, follow me.
Thank you, Blake. You think, you blink, you do a double wink, hit your heel into the air and twist the trick, you're there.
Four of them diminish in size, they jump into the picture. We then cut to in the countryside, where all the costumes and the backgrounds seems to be created of pastels or chalk drawings.
Just like Bert's picture.
Just like
but Bert. How is that arranged?
Walt Disney had magic.
All right, I'll leave that. Yes, we'll go along.
The music is a jolly holiday again.
For it's a jolly holiday.
That's right.
Mary. Of course, by that time, they're seated in this little outside pavilion. And Mary, as he's singing this, they're being seated, and the waiters, so they say, good morning, Miss Poppins, and then Mary starts to order, but she's doing it in the song, and she says, now then, won't it be nice? We'll start with raspberry ice, and then some cake and peach. And then the waiters, of course, chime in kind of barbershop harmony.
Mm-hmm.
Then they sing, order what you will, there'll be no bill. Complimentary. And then they add the creations to this wonderful thing that's going on.
Yes.
And it's quite a funny act they're doing.
Yes.
They're pouring tea from funny angles, and they're very dignified about the whole thing.
There ought perhaps to have been people walking around while, you know, there are people in this countryside, you see, and they would be the pearly people. And as they sit down and Mary orders strawberry ice and waiters all do this, the pearlies come in to watch, you see.
And couldn't Michael exclaim, oh, he's referring to, it's a jolly holiday.
Yes.
And then he can't find the word.
What's better than wonderful, Mary Poppins?
And then she says, why, anyone knows it's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And actually, perhaps they want to do better than the waiters, so that's the reason why they want to do their song, because they feel they can entertain as well as any four waiters can entertain.
In other words, this goes, when you're at the walls of the words, there's no need for dismay. Just keep in mind,
and then they wave goodbye and they keep singing, hum diddle diddle diddle, hum diddle lady, hum diddle, and they fade out. And they say, bye now, you know, and it was a lot of fun, and they leave.